The Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. You know, just a few weeks ago, President Biden was here. He landed at O'Hare, popped over to Elk Grove Village, and was touting the vaccine requirements at businesses. And one of the guys with him was Republican Mayor Craig Johnson of Elk Grove Village. And then I read that Mayor Johnson is now telling people they don't need to wear masks in his town if they don't want to. What gives there? Well, let's ask the mayor. Craig Johnson joins us now. Mr. Mayor, welcome.
Thank you, Steve. Glad to be here.
Okay, what the heck is going on there, Mr. Mayor?
Well, again, we're not telling people they don't have to wear masks. We're just telling people it's their option to wear a mask. And the key behind it, Steve, is we're following the science.
Well, you're following the science, but you're not following the authoritative view, right? I mean, it's the governor's purview to issue this mandate, not so much the local mayor's.
Well, that's still open for debate. Remember, the governor issued a mandate. It's not legislation that was passed.
Sure.
We're a home rule municipality, which gives us certain authority. So we feel very confident that we have the ability to, in Elk Grove Village at least, say that masks can be optional. And that's why we went ahead. And again, we didn't do this, Steve, willy-nilly. We're following the science. And one of the big science leaders to us is Amida St. Alexis Hospital right here in Elk Grove Village.
Right.
And Alexian Hospital has been a great barometer for us as far as what's going on. And the number of patients in there is dramatically low compared to what it was a year ago. And matter of fact, the day we passed this change in rulings, it was only 7 patients in there, none on ventilators, none in ICU, whereas a year ago that date, we had 127 patients in there with 41 on ventilators. So we feel the science is showing us that we are past the mask mandate time. The governor's own edict, back in the summer, we had to be below 5% to lose the mask. We're only at 1.6% now. So we think all the numbers tell us now's the time to get moving on.
Yeah, that 1.6% is the positivity rating. So the mayor of Elk Grove Village, Craig Johnson, is talking to us. So my first thought was, well, if you don't like the governor's policy, maybe you should take him to court to change it. But I suppose you could look at the other way. If the governor doesn't like what you're doing, he could take you to court to force you to reissue the mask requirement.
Well, my hope is we don't have to go down that road. And Steve, I'll give you some history here. Back in the spring, Elk Grove announced we're going to open up for summer events. We do a concert series. We had the Beach Boys here this year. We do a concert series, and we're going to open up. And, of course, there's an uproar. How can you say that, all that? Where, sure enough, a few weeks later, the governor dropped the mask mandate. So I've got a feeling we may be earlier than maybe the governor wants to see, but I think pretty near future, the governor's going to agree with us, and the time for mask mandates is going to go away. So I'm not overly concerned about that.
I know you're of different parties, but isn't there something to be said for leadership on this, standing together and presenting one face, or no?
Well, yes and no. I've always told people, in this world of government, you can always agree to disagree. And someone's got to be the first. And in this case, the governor's doing what he thinks is right. We can agree to disagree. I'm basically following the governor's lead, though. The governor told us for months and months, just earlier this year, that once you get below 5% positivity rate, we drop the mask, and he did. Well, now we're at 1.6. What changed scientifically to now say that 5% is no longer the number? What is it? He doesn't say. Is it 1%? If it's 0? And I'll be honest with you, Steve, we're never going to reach that. COVID is now here for perpetuity. We're going to have COVID for the rest of all of our lives. It's no different than H1N1 or anything else, new variant that comes along. It's here.
Well, I will say,
you got to live with it.
I may be wrong, but I think and I'm not going to argue on behalf of the governor, but I think one difference was in the spring when we were talking 5%, we weren't looking at a variant that was as contagious as the Delta variant. I mean, there is that difference. But I get your point.
Hang on, Steve, if I can.
Sure.
You bring up a valid point, and people brought this to me. Well, it's not the Delta variant. Well, I said, yes, the Delta variant, at least in this area, has been much less intrusive and injurious to my community than the other variants were, because a year ago, we had 127 patients 41 on ventilators. Here today, we only have 7 patients, no one on ventilators, and this is with the Delta variant. So in my case, if I go by the numbers, the Delta variant's less intrusive in Elk Grove than the previous one. So that's why be careful how people talk. You got to look at the overall numbers. So even with the governor's numbers, well, if the Delta variant's so bad, why is the positivity rate one-third of what it was when he lifted the mandate under the old variant?
Craig Johnson is the mayor of Elk Grove Village, and the reason he sounds so crystal clear to you is because he's talking to us without wearing a mask, right?
You got it. I'm not getting muffled at all when I'm talking to you.
When you walk around City Hall, then, is no one in City Hall wearing a mask, or what's that look like?
Oh, no. We still have some people wearing the mask, and again, in Elk Grove, we tell people, if you want to wear a mask, you're more than welcome. Matter of fact, we give masks out all the time.
Okay, but wait, so in City Hall, there are people wearing masks, but in your job is to look out for their safety. Aren't they more at risk of contracting the virus if others aren't wearing masks? I mean, does that come into your equation at all?
Well, if they're wearing a mask, they're helping eliminate the risk, if they think there's one to them, from getting the variant. So they're taking the defensive posture they need to. My view is, I'm vaccinated. Not only vaccinated with 2 vaccines, I also got the booster. And I can remember President Biden on TV back in May saying, you got your vaccine, the masks are gone, you don't have to wear masks anymore, they're gone. Now, not only do we have the 2 vaccines, we also have a booster, and we still got to wear a mask. What I'm saying, Steve, is follow the science. Again, COVID's here forever. Are we going to wear a mask forever? Because I'm telling you now, Steve, come January, February, there's going to be a spike. Just like every year, we have a spike in January, February of the flu. And again, you got to address the situation. It's what it's going to be, and we can't live our life under a mask forever. And I go to this, too. It's the new flu. You remember, the flu was gone last year because people were watching themselves, wear masks, careful what they did and all this. This is the new flu, the COVID. And again, 4 or 5 years from now, they're going to say, oh, yeah, that was like the H1N1. Oh, that was like the SARS, you know, we've been the swine flu and all the... We've been there. But again, I believe in the vaccines.
So
I've said since January, vaccinate, vaccinate, vaccinate. But I don't believe in mandating it. And I think we're right, Stephen. Let me give you the example. We have 320 people that work for the Village of Elk Grove. We do not require vaccinations. We don't mandate it. I've got 94% of my employees are vaccinated. The state is pushing hard. They mandate a lot of people get vaccinations. They have nowhere near 94%.
That's Craig Johnson, the mayor of Elk Grove Village. So, okay, so you stood next to the president as he was pushing these mandates for vaccinations at the workplace. Is there any hypocrisy on your part that you then 3 weeks later say drop the mask?
Oh, none at all, because I did not tell the president I support mandates. I was not there in support of his mandate proposition. I was there supporting the president of the United States coming to Elk Grove Village to the biggest business park in North America. But I was not supportive of the mandates. I'm against the mandates. And I can prove mandates actually counteract what we did. Without a mandate, I've got 94% of my employees vaccinated. There's very few companies in this country that have 94% of people vaccinated. And the ones that have mandates usually have the lowest numbers of vaccinations. By letting people do the right thing, they will do the right thing. Forcing people to do it, they sometimes will fight you just to fight you.
Yeah, it's a good point. I can't believe you've only been mayor 25 years. I feel like I've been talking to you for 30.
Well, one thing I'd like to correct, Steve, I don't mean to be rude. I'd like to correct. I am not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. Mayors run nonpartisan.
Very good.
We run representing the people, not the parties. And that's why mayors get things done. And unfortunately, in the party politics in Springfield and Washington, nothing gets done because they play party politics. Mayors always get things done in their towns because they represent the people, not the party.
Mayor, it's always good to talk to you. Thank you for your time today.
Steve, thank you very much, and I appreciate it. I love always bantering with you. I appreciate that.
All right, Mayor Craig Johnson, Elk Grove Village. It's Chicago's Afternoon News. We're going to head into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming up. WGN.